This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Friday, November 27th, 2009. The day after we all engorged ourselves on turkey and stuffing and pie. Paul, you like pie, right?
Not really.
I find that stunning. You ate a lot of it, though. You didn't like it.
Didn't have any pie yesterday. Wow. Had very little turkey and stuffing.
You really are a miserable human being.
He hates
Christmas carols and turkey, ladies and gentlemen. That's Paul Perillo. But this is a Roster Report. It's not about Paul's likes and dislikes. That show is called PFW in Progress.
We saved that for the real thing.
Each and every week, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2. But for right now, we're going to break down the moves from this week on the Roster Report. And they are few.
And far between.
Terrence Nunn was signed off the New England Patriots practice squad to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 53-man roster. So PFW all preseason favorite. Terrence Nunn will not indeed play for the New England Patriots this season. See what he can get done with Josh Freeman and the Bucs down in Tampa. As of right now, the team has not filled the opening slot on the practice squad. And as some people found newsworthy earlier this week, they are not required to do so, which I think has been obvious in recent years when they didn't have guys on the practice squad at various
times.
They've
had times where they didn't have 53 players on the active roster.
I don't know, Paul. But they did work some guys out this week, according to the Boston Globe. A trio of wide receivers, Paul Perillo, Michael Ray Garvin, who's from Florida State and has a future as a murderer, Shahir McBride, Delaware State, Paul. You like those lower-level players. And Logan Payne from Minnesota. All wide receivers they worked out, as well as defensive backs. Donna Delliston from UConn. No idea who he is. I think he's a big-hitting safety. That's funny how I just said that. Rolled right into it. No idea who he is.
I think he's a big-hitting safety.
And Marcus McCauley. If you remember, we did a lot of work on him because he's a pipeline prospect from Pat Hill's Fresno State team.
Been in the league a little bit,
but apparently still has practice squad eligibility, or maybe not. Maybe they worked him out for the roster.
Looking for the roster.
Are those two positions, what do you make of this list of three wide receivers, two defensive backs? Is this simply practice squad that Bill talked about earlier in the week, filling out practice, having, you know, the athletes available to do certain things, or
do you make anything else of it? I think it's probably a little of both. The wide receivers certainly make sense overall, whether it's active roster or practice squad or both. The defensive backs, it doesn't seem to be a pressing need for me on as far as the active roster goes. I think they have at least two guys that have either been inactive or really not a part of the game plan every week, maybe three. You know, Sean Springs has been inactive. Terrence Wheatley has really rarely been seen. And James Sanders came in last week as an injury guy to Patrick Chung, you know, which is already well down the depth chart when you get down there. So I'm not sure that Belichick could be looking for a defensive back for the active roster. But those are the positions of target for the practice squad, athletes that can simulate a lot of different positions.
I agree. That is it for transactions this week, so we'll move on to the injury report.
Which is long.
And also hypothetical, since they didn't practice yesterday. It's funny that guys are listed as limited participation. But they did issue an injury report on Thursday, despite having the day off due to Thanksgiving. Interesting on it, just got word from one of our sources, named Eric Scalavino, out of the locker room here at Gillette Stadium. Fred Taylor was in the locker room, did not talk to the media, but passed the PFW eyeball test, just walking normally after ankle surgery. So that's another positive step. He entered with Mike Woisick, so he's clearly working towards a return, which I think some fans had some doubt about through this whole process dating back to the injury against the Ravens. So Fred Taylor in the building, working out, but not talking to the media. Now, the limited participation guys, as Paul said, it's long. While I read them, why don't you count them so you tell me what the number is. Sam Aiken, hip.
One.
Eric Alexander, groin.
Two.
Chris Baker, shoulder.
Three.
Tully Bantakane, groin.
Four.
Ron Brace, ankle.
Five.
Pat Chung, head.
Six.
Julian Edelman, forearm.
Seven.
Jarvis Green, Dan Copen, Matt Light, Sammy Morris, knee.
Eight, nine, 10, 11.
Stephen Neal, head.
12.
Rob Ninkovich, knee.
13.
Sebastian Vollmer, head.
14.
Ty Warren, ankle.
15.
Pierre Woods, groin.
16.
All 16 players, theoretical limited participation in a practice that did not happen yesterday. They'll return to the practice field today, obviously, and have injury reports. A little bit of a change this week. They will have injury reports and then on Friday, and then the practice, game report, everything all in one on Saturday due to the Monday night kickoff. So they won't have to declare people as probable, questionable, out, doubtful until Saturday. And then also on the injury report, at full participation, even though the participation practice never happened, Tom Brady, Sean Springs, Ben Watson, right shoulder, knee, knee. What do you make of this injury report and the team's health at this late point in the season, Paul Perillo?
I think that sometimes when you see more guys added to the list, it's kind of a sign that actually the team's getting a little bit healthier. And bear with me on this one. Yeah, I think that what Bill likes to do sometimes is cloud the situation with added bodies. Now, I'm not saying that we're making up injuries.
He's hiding some trees in the forest?
Oh, my arm! It's exactly. Broken!
How else to hide a tree?
I think that, you know, some of the guys that are... I think very Lumber few shop. Of these guys, the 16 players that you just mentioned that are probably going to be listed as questionable on Saturday, 16 guys?
Yes.
I'm going to go out and guess that out of those 16 guys, any of them that missed the game could have played from a physical standpoint. There might be a handful of these guys that don't play on Saturday, but I don't on Monday, I should say, but I don't think any of them will necessarily be injury-related.
And I got to think one of the more likely is Sammy Morris, who's been practicing for a few weeks now. Looks like they're getting a little healthier at the running back position. Do you think he comes back in a lead role when he returns to the lineup?
No. I don't think if he comes back Monday night, it's as in a lead role. I think Maroney will stay there. But I think that the hook will be quick. I mean, I think they're going to use them both. And I also think that it makes sense to bring him back this particular week because it's a week I think that you could top 30 carries.
Mm-hmm.
For the game on offense against the team that struggles at times stopping the run in New mm-hmm. Orleans. So I think it makes sense to have an extra guy out there in Sammy Morris. Who knows? Maybe the fourth quarter unfolds differently this time, unlike 2 weeks ago when you're trying to milk the clock and milk your lead. You have a guy like Sammy Morris to get that job done.
That's what I would say because the Saints at times this year have fallen behind teams.
Right.
The Patriots at times have gotten nice leads on teams, only in both directions the Saints were able to come back and win games and it's at times blow people out after trailing. And the Patriots have had leads slip away, and I think one guy who could add a dramatic effect on that whole scenario is number 34, because I do think he's capable of getting 15 carries in the second right. half and helping you salt away a victory, as Fred Kirsch likes to say, due to his Cape Cod heritage. But I think Sammy Morris, Matt Light, obviously some key guys look like they could be returning to the lineup either Monday night or in the coming weeks. Fred Taylor maybe even on the horizon. So I agree with you. Despite the long nature of the injury report, which actually lists 20 total players on it for the Patriots, the team could be getting healthy at the right time for a nice run down the stretch here. And, of course, they will need it as much as ever Monday night on the turf in the Louisiana Superdome, the undefeated Saints on the horizon. They'll be coming around that mountain when they march on in, and they're undefeated when they march on in. The New England Patriots once again get a chance to prove themselves against an undefeated team on the road and prove, Paul Perillo, that they can indeed win on the road, because they've yet to do that this year in, as Fred likes to put it, another team's stadium since they won on neutral footing at Wembley. But until next week when we're breaking down the Saints game, the injury report, and any moves that might happen between now and then, for Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, this has been another Patriots.com roster report. Peace out.